two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. Welcome to Wednesday. It is the 23rd day of the month. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 63 degrees.
Got a crash on SR-36 in Tooele County causing delays. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's coronavirus spike. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
A public mask mandate is now in effect in Utah County. It's in response to a spike in COVID-19 cases reported there over the past month.
Utah County Commissioner Tanner Ainge joins us live on the KSL Newsline to talk about the mandate. How do you feel about the mandate, Commissioner?
Well, this is really a call to action. Given the spike that we're experiencing in our community and in our state, it's an opportunity for all of us to step up, do our part, and wear a mask. As the scientific and medical community and our state health department continues to indicate that that works and that our county's compliance with that guideline continues to lag neighboring counties. And so we felt like it was an opportunity to emphasize this and really try to stop the spread and mitigate this challenge.
For Provo, there was already a mask mandate in place, but the challenge seems to be in getting the kids, and I say kids in air quotes, they're young adults, on campus at the universities when they're off campus to actually comply.
So there's no question that all of these kind of interventions are a bit of blunt instruments at the moment. And, you know, Provo had passed their mask requirement right around the same time of going back to school and the two universities coming into play. So it's kind of hard to measure the effectiveness of that given that timing. But we also are adjusting those things. I mean, if you look at the statement that we put out, it's a call to everyone to follow the yellow guidelines that are in place, and or if they're in Provo and Orem, the orange guidelines, with an emphasis on these large gatherings. That's something that we need to stop. And unfortunately, we have found that some of these off-campus large gatherings are contributing to the hotspots. And so we have the full support of the UVU administration and the BYU administration. They are trying to do everything they can to work with their students. And I think there are student associations that are doing better now. So there are things that we're moving in the right direction on that. But you're right. That's a big part of the spike.
I was just reading this morning, Commissioner, that in the state of Ohio, after they imposed a mask mandate, their cases dropped 31%. So maybe this is a good idea. You're moving in the right direction.
Well, if you talk to our state health officials, which that's who I listen to the most, and we have experts, it does make a difference. It's made a difference in Salt Lake County. But the first thing that we have to do is just track that mask compliance. And then if we have people actually wearing masks at a higher rate, that can help slow the spread. And so I think that's really the measure of performance of this. And that's a challenge. It's a call to action we want to issue to our county is, hey, let's all do our part and see if we can't get that up to 90%.
What does enforcement look like on a mandate like this?
Well, again, if you look at that's not really how you measure it. If that were the standard by which you looked at the Salt Lake County or the Summit County requirements, then they would be utter failures. What you really try to look for is promoting compliance. Because in Utah County, we're not criminalizing it. But there is opportunities for the health department, you know, probably in egregious situations to issue penalties.
Is it mostly the sort of thing where, you know, when you go into a public place like a building or a business, is it incumbent then upon the business to make sure that anyone walking in has a mask on?
Well, for the most part, our businesses have done a great job, I think, of requiring masks. But yes, that's an area of emphasis. Our health department can work with those licensed entities. And certainly, again, if there are, you know, particularly large gatherings, I don't think that nobody wants this to become a situation that we kind of all have heard about where people are calling out their neighbors or calling their local police department because they see someone walking on the street. You know, this is just about all doing our part. And I don't really envision a police officer doing anything other than encouraging someone to wear a mask, maybe giving them a mask. But in large groups or where there's large gatherings, the health department can be notified, and those who organize that, and there's complete disregard for this health order, they could receive some penalties from the health department.
Commissioner, we appreciate your time. That public mask mandate now in effect in Utah County. Utah County Commissioner Tanner Ainge joining us on the KSL News.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.